This interview is made possible by Yvonne DeLewis, the People's Realtor with ERA Bogany Properties. Give her a call at 281-541-0716.
All right, Adia, what have you been doing since Seattle let you go last year?
Well, I was in the off season half of last year. I was in Turkey. Decided to go back this year, so I played the full season overseas this year in Turkey again. Same team.
How'd that go for you?
It was great. It's a very competitive league. It's a beautiful country, and you know, it was fun. I had a good time, and it's good basketball.
All right. Why did you decide to join the Comets?
I think that, first of all, I got tired of coming to Houston every year and getting my butt kicked. No, I think this is a great organization with a great legacy, a great core group of players, and hopefully I can help, you know, put the pieces of the puzzle together as far as coming in and doing what I can do and bring something to the table here.
Now, you were wearing a little knee brace wrap, whatever. How is your knee? You know, I mean, you had injury, you know, years prior, but how is it?
It's fine. I think that this ACL is, I'm sure, stronger than my other knee. It's just been a process, and I feel more comfortable sometimes because the knee brace keeps it warm. But, yeah, there's no issue with my knee at all.
How do you think practice went today?
I think that, you know, it's learning a lot of things the first day, so it's, you don't focus as much on your game because you're learning new plays and learning to play with new people, but I think that's normal. Every camp has been like this, and I think that he did a great job of teaching and breaking things down, so I think, you know, it's going to get better as the days go on.
Now, being a veteran, the Comets have 7 rookies. What are your thoughts on how they did today?
Well, there were 7 rookies. I think that everybody, all the rookies, if you notice in practice, they played really hard. And I think that, you know, as a rookie, it's tough coming in. You don't know what to expect. And once you've been there, done that, you kind of know how the process goes. So I think they did really well. I think they're positive. And you could tell, you know, they just came out of college because it's rah-rah and playing really hard, which is great. I think that's great energy that every team needs.
Any thoughts on the league going to 4 quarters and 24-second clock like international play?
I think that I really like that, and I really like the way international basketball is. So I think that it's going to help the league, and I think they want to increase scoring, and they want to change things a little bit for, you know, the fans and so forth. So I think that it's great. And it's good for us to play overseas because you're already used to it, so you're a step ahead of everybody.
And one last question. What are your thoughts on not playing a lot of minutes, you know, possibly backing up Cheryl Swoops? What are your thoughts on that?
I think that, you know, at this point in my career, you know, I won a championship with Seattle, and if I can, if my role was to go into practice, make people better, go in for my few minutes, get a couple offensive rebounds, do the dirty work, I think that it doesn't bother me at this point in my career. I think maybe if I was a rookie or, you know, really, I just whatever role that they want to use me, I mean, I'm a team player, and that's what I have to fill. I think that as you get older, you learn to adapt to any situation, and it was harder when I'm younger, like I said before, but now that I'm older, just whatever, do what you gotta do.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks.
This interview was made possible by Yvonne DeLewis, the People's Realtor. Call 281-541-0716.